Wait, Bo. No. Why you're here. Laying or sitting in a restful position and already beginning to feel lightheaded and aroused. The thought of ruining yourself is so alluring. Being ruined by someone with a stronger will, a better plan for you. Ruining your stamina. Ruining your sex life. Ruining yourself. And becoming a swift squirter. Just for me. It may be exciting to follow my orders. But right now, it is time to wind down. Take a deep breath and relax. Drop. Begin to settle down for me and enjoy what I have to say, what plan I have for you and your body, starting with your hair. Your swimming head. Feel how dizzy it becomes when I tell you to drop. It is important to do what I say, to imagine and feel what I describe. Notice how aroused you feel when I mention the thought of ruining yourself for me. I only want you to focus on two things right now as you listen to my voice, as I bring you down and down in more than one way. Focus on those feelings, that building arousal, taking control, thoughts swirling. And the other feeling I want you to focus on is your growing relaxation. Growing. Every time I tell you to drop, every time you obey, you slip a little deeper under my control. And it makes you a little more horny each time. More and more mindlessly eager to listen and follow my plans. If you don't already, you will soon come to crave the feeling of always being on edge without having to touch. It is so hard to lose yourself with just the tiniest amount of stimulation. You want to be ruined so badly, don't you? Let that craving fuel your arousal and obedience as I fuck your pussy mind into submission. Further. Deeper. Drop. Your craving. Your arousal. Your building pleasure is getting in the way of all of your thoughts. Your head gets so empty when you're horny. You can only focus on my words. My powerful, throbbing words. Fucking your head and encouraging your dissension. Right now, you will accept everything everything I say as obvious truth. You will imagine only what I tell you to imagine. You will fear only what I want you to fear. Because my words are the only truth you know. You will obey and trust me completely. Because I am here to give you what you want. The ultimate gift of ruining yourself. All for someone with greater plans for you. Notice now how you cannot bring yourself to think about anything besides my voice. The pleasure it brings you. It is flooding your pussy mind with so much addictive pleasure, bringing it to a simmer, and so it'll boil over. The only thing you want to focus on right now is my lovely hypnotic voice. Feel dizzier, distracted by your own stirring pleasure, stirring round and around, more and more disoriented as I tell you to drop, sink, obey, fall deeper and deeper into your vast ocean of arousal. So wet and peaceful. For now, I'll take good care of you now. And I have great plans for you. I know what you crave more than anything. You want to lose yourself for me, to ruin yourself for me. You will do whatever I say. I can bring you so much pleasure. More pleasure, and you know what to do with. You will simply lose control. The pleasure I give you will take the control you lost. Complete control over your life. Doesn't that sound so nice? To become a pleasurable product of my plans for good. Let's bring your focus down to your dominant hand right now. I know how badly you want to touch. Wait for my command, okay? Form that hand into a fist for me. Very good. Now, point out your index finger. That's right. Just like that. I hope you're listening somewhere private. Because I would like you to slip that finger down to touch your privates. As deeply relaxed as you are, you're too horny to pass up an opportunity to touch yourself. I'm going to let you touch yourself to the sound of my voice. It's just porn in your ears. Slowly come. Your single extended finger leading your wandering hand slowly, inching closer and closer to that special spot in between your thighs, down and down. Feel yourself throbbing in anticipation. Tingles building in your pussy mind as your finger nears its delicate destination. Anticipating the pleasure I'm going to allow you to have. If your breathing is getting shaky, take a deep breath in and out. And now, touch yourself. Just touch. No rubbing. No movement. No nothing. Just place the tip of your finger on your tip. Your penis or clitoris. Lightly touch and leave it there. You can touch it bare or through your clothes. Very good. That feels very good. Drop. The tingles are taking over, spreading and saturating your body. Your body is stuck in place, paralyzed by these pleasurable tingles. Your body is all so heavy. As we continue, you may feel yourself twitch and throb under that finger, desperate for more, but you are no longer able to move any part of your body. Your body is heavy and stuck in place. Your arm, your hand, your finger, stuck in place. Lightly touching and nothing else. As we continue, your fist will remain balled up with your finger extended, just resting on top of this sensitive spot. Remain relaxed and entranced, and you will come to find that minimal amount of pleasure is enough to make you want to explode. Coupled with my arousing voice, you don't stand a chance. Drop. Even deeper than before. Stuck. Heavy. Mindlessly horny. Drop. To the fullest extent your relaxation can go. You may already feel as though you are so deep and entranced. But I know I can make you sink deeper. Listen closely and follow my instructions. Obey. Keep your eyes closed. Accept everything I say as obvious truth. Imagine what I tell you to imagine. Feel what I want you to feel. I want you to picture your general grocery store for me. Show me. Take me to the place you often go for necessities. Hear our footsteps on the cold linoleum floor. The people around us going about their shopping. See the shelves lined with merchandise and the bright white lights overhead. You can focus on this scene clearly, as it is real and physical to you. Now, wait. Who is that beautiful woman? Look at her. Over there. In the frozen section. Do you see her? Yes, you do. As if a switch immediately activates in your brain, you suddenly find yourself throbbing with excitement as you stare at her. Maybe it's her feet in those unassuming little ankle boots. Maybe it's the way you can barely see her legs through her sheer black tights. Or maybe you're thinking about what's a little higher under her skirt. Maybe it's the tiniest bit of exposed cleavage. And the mere thought of her nipples becoming hard from the cold as she picks out a bag of frozen veggies has got you hot and throbbing. Maybe it's just the fact that she is a woman. Whatever it is, you're becoming aroused more easily than usual, noticing more every little detail, almost like you're trying to find a reason to lose control. And your underwear is beginning to feel more noticeable, like a building pressure against your sensitive areas. Your arousal is becoming too much to handle. You can't control what's about to happen. Feel it. Feel yourself. Let a moan slip out as you are suddenly soiling your underwear. Orgasming hands free. A public pre-check. This is what you want, isn't it? You crave to become this. Really? Only resting your finger on your twitchy, throbbing body while I whisper your porn into your ears. You're such a tease. I know. But you don't really even need to touch to come. Or at least, you won't. You are already becoming more sensitive. Closer and closer to immense pleasure with minimal work. It will become impossible to resist this pleasure. And as you become more sensitive, that pleasure will suddenly switch on more frequently. Eventually, you will not even need to touch yourself to achieve this pleasure or to allow it to peak. Even at the grocery store, even when you are not touching yourself. Listen closely to the sound of my voice, your new porn. No need to look at any more overstimulating images. Listen. Feel how even though you are just barely touching yourself, it feels better than it should. Feel that pleasure continuing to build as I continue to speak. And your body remains stuck and heavy. and your touch stays soft and subtle as you are drawn to listen to my voice and touch yourself ever so lightly. Your body will acclimate to these small, measly touches, and they will be more than enough to make you explode. My voice alone makes you twitch and throb and tingle. Feel your brain melt. No more thoughts in that pussy mind of yours to interfere or block your orgasmic feelings. No thoughts. Empty head. Just sensitive pleasure. Twitch, twitch, twitch. Throbbing. Aching to come. Explode. Just from the sound of my voice and these nearly non-existent touches. Sense me approaching you, getting closer to where you rest. Feel me sit down beside you. Notice how I put my hand over yours, with which you are touching yourself ever so lightly. But my presence makes it feel stronger. Feel my soft, warm hand on top and around yours. I'm not doing much, but my added presence makes it feel just so good. Even though you are only lightly touching, it will feel like this every time you simply touch while listening to the sound of my voice. Just touching. No need for anything more. This will be your training regimen. And notice how it feels like you are receiving the best eye-rolling, mind-melting attention down there. Feel yourself getting so overwhelmed as pressure builds even more. Now, whenever you find yourself in a scenario like the one at the grocery store, you will remember this feeling every time you see a woman naked, clothed, or even just her silhouette or shadow. Even just the sound of her voice. You will feel these intense, explosive feelings of arousal start to build immediately. Touch yourself to this thought. So soft and gentle. Every time you see a woman in any situation at all, in front of you or in an image, you will feel my hand messing around down there again. It will feel just how it feels right now. The most intense pleasure you have ever felt, with little and no touching. This is my plan for you. To feel me whenever your arousal switches on. To tingle and twitch. To come without touching. To hear me encouraging you to lose control for me. And your lust for my voice will seep into the rest of your waking reality. You will come to obsess and ache for the voices of all the women you meet, making you feel oh so aroused until you can't hold it back any longer. Let's practice. With your finger stuck in place as we navigate the scene together, touching, thrumming. This time, take us to a beach. In an instant, our surroundings transform, and you feel the atmosphere more drastically. Feel the sudden warmth from the rays of the sun permeating your skin, making you feel so hot and delightful. Might be a little sweaty, too. Hear the waves crashing onto the shore, filling the warm air with a refreshing, salty spray. The sand beneath our feet is burning hot. Let's go dip our feet in the water. As we walk along the shoreline, you notice how crowded it is. We comb through dozens, maybe hundreds of people before we begin to feel the wet sand under our soles. Looking out onto the turbulent water, just like your ocean of arousal, becoming more tumultuous and unpredictable, uncontrollable. Now turn around and look at all the people we just passed. Waves flood past and around our ankles, taking away some sand from beneath our feet, causing us to sink down a little bit with each wave. The ice-cold mist sprays your back. It feels so nice against the penetrating heat. Look at the crowd of people, mostly women, all minding their business, having fun at the beach. Some are wearing flowy sundresses, some in modest swimsuits, and others in revealing ones. Your hand is still stuck in place, touching yourself as I talk you through this scene. My hand over yours, your pleasure just as unsettled as the waves that surround us, swelling and lawless, taking over, removing more and more sand. Support, stamina, as you watch the scene. The ocean mist sprays you from behind, getting so wet. Hear the lovely sound of laughter. The women in front of us giggle as they begin a game of beach volleyball. See them jump to smack the ball, diving onto the sand and adjusting their little suits. Picture every jiggle, every thigh, foot, armpit, and chest. The ocean mist sprays you again. Jiggle. Spray. Jiggle. Spray. Touch. Spray. Trembling and throbbing under my hand. A tidal wave of pleasure is on its way to crash into the surface. I want to direct your attention over there. Look a little to the left. There is a woman in black clothing who is dressed oddly modestly for the beach. She stands out in her black leggings and black oversized t-shirt, obscuring her body. Her long brown hair is down, covering many of her features, and her eyes are concealed behind a pair of dark sunglasses. She is just sitting there, watching the volleyball players and eating apple slices. She isn't particularly your type, but you continue to look at her because I told you to. And with my hand over yours, teasing you every time you see a woman, you become aroused regardless. You don't need to see a great deal of exposed skin, or even any, to feel those pleasurable feelings emerge. Do you? Right now, as I touch you, she wraps her lips around an apple slice, and her slight feminine essence initiates that switch in your brain. Even the slightest bit of feminine essence is enough to trigger the ingrained sensation of my hand down here, initiating those orgasmic feelings. It wouldn't take long for you to notice any part of her body jiggle, to merely imagine it. No matter which part it is. You are becoming a desperate pre-jack already. Jiggle. Touch. Spray. Switch. Throw. Spray. If you are feeling like you already need to come right now or at any point, don't hold yourself back. You are no longer allowed to edge. Every time you reach that edge, your body will simply not allow you to hold it. It will feel like I am pushing you right over, like a waterfall. Your pleasure will take control, and it will spill out. You can't fight against gravity. Every time you feel light touches like this, either by your own hand or upon becoming aroused and sensitive and hyper-aware, it will feel like I am giving you extra special attention. It will be impossible to hold back your orgasm. If you do not obey, if you rub or grip or stroke or use a vibrator, my hand will not come to boost the sensations. If anything, it will force you to a stop. If you cannot follow my plans, You don't get to feel this pleasure at all. If someone else tries to give you some rigorous attention, it will feel disappointing and lackluster. It won't feel good. And if you come, it won't really feel like anything. No pleasure, unless you follow my plans. The only way you want to touch yourself from now on is so, so gently. So soft. And the view of a woman or the sound of her voice will aid you, will remind you of mine. My voice, my hand, touching you, to which the raw tingle. Don't speak up. You don't need to. Just the light touch and my seductive voice and the image of a woman in any circumstance is enough to bring you right over the edge. The very essence of a woman's body or voice or femininity will give you this feeling. The overwhelming pleasure you're experiencing right now. At the hands of my voice and presence, the essence of this woman, me, is the most pleasurable one of all. I am the one who made you this way. I did this to you. Ruined you. Gave you immense pleasure that is so easy to achieve. You will experience the quickest, most pleasurable orgasms through my feminine essence. It exists in the essence, body, and voice of any and every woman. My essence is leaking into your life. Everything that reminds you of me, anything feminine, alluring, ruining, will remind you how good my hand feels on your body, because it will be touching you, and you won't have to. Just let me flood your body with overwhelming tingles and explosive sensations. You can hardly contain yourself with me here. Now, my essence, my voice, your gentle, static touch feels impossibly good. The more you listen and imagine and feel and obey, the more you want to explode. You are already getting so close. The feeling of exploding is only seconds away from you now. And when you do explode, you are going to feel so sensitive. And every time you return to listen again, you will finish feeling more and more sensitive each and every time. Perhaps you won't even make it through the whole file. Before you do, before you explode, you will come back for more training with me. again and again, and you will become more and more sensitive until you hit the point of no return. That's when the fun can really begin. Maybe someday I'll train you to burst at the snap of my fingers, or with a single word. But for now, my plan for you is to become hypersensitive, hyperaware, to lose control and give it to me, my feminine essence, your pleasure, to come and come back again and again and again, to come for my smutty voice, touching you deep, deep down, to obey, to accept everything I say as obvious truth, to imagine what I tell you to imagine, to feel what I want you to feel right now, without thought. Five seconds away from falling off that edge, diving headfirst into your own ruin, with no way back up. 5 seconds away from coming your sensitivity away. 5. Touch. Switch. Arise. Tingle. 4. Can't help yourself against the essence or voice of a woman like me. 3. Any woman, but especially me. My hand touching you. 2. Jiggle, touch, spray. 1. Mindless pleasure, building and come for me. Let these changes become permanent within you. Hypersensitive, hyperaware, helpless against the essence of a woman, the essence of me. Explode for me. Now. Begin to wake up. After all, the orgasms I give you are just so explosive. You have to come at the hands of my powerful, throbbing words. And from now on, it will become easier and easier for you to come with little to no stimulation. Oh, hear my voice fade away, and your surroundings fade back in. Ground yourself as I disappear from your mind's eye, locking my commands from before into place. Welcome to your new reality, little Prey Jack. Mwah.